From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands gather to say a final goodbye to former heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali. Ali made his final journey through his hometown Friday in a funeral procession for the man known as the greatest, as thousands of mourners lined the streets of Louisville, Kentucky. Ali's nine children, his wife, two of his ex-wives, and other family members joined the motorcade. Fans chanted Ali's name, ran alongside his hearse, tossed flowers at the hearse, and scattered rose petals along its path. The three-time world heavyweight boxing champion died last Friday at 74. A public memorial service with former President Bill Clinton, comedian Billy Crystal, and broadcaster Bryant Gumbel delivering eulogies is scheduled for later Friday. U.S. President Barack Obama has approved a wider role for the U.S. military in Afghanistan to help local forces battle the Taliban. The new plan, which follows months of debate, will allow for increased airstrikes against the Taliban when necessary. More generally, it will give U.S. forces more flexibility in how they partner with Afghan forces. An administration official said the plan will provide greater opportunities for U.S. forces to accompany and enable Afghan conventional forces, both on the ground and in the air. The official said that U.S. forces will be able to provide close air support to Afghan ground units and accompany and advise them on the ground. The plan does not involve more U.S. ground troops. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Hindu monastery worker in Bangladesh was hacked to death on an early morning walk Friday in what local police believe is the latest in a string of brutal attacks against religious minorities throughout the country. 62-year-old Nityaranjan Pandey was walking in the northwestern district of Pabna when unidentified attackers hacked him to death and killed him. Though no group has yet taken responsibility for the killing, local police say it bears the earmarks of similar attacks carried out by Islamist militants. More than 40 people have been killed in similar attacks over the past 3 years. The violence has escalated in the past few months. A Hindu priest was hacked to death just this past Tuesday on his way to temple. The UN Refugee Agency reports a multi-million dollar appeal begun early this year on behalf of tens of thousands of refugees and migrants in Greece is outdated and needs to be revised upwards. However, UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the plan has to take into account new circumstances, including border closures along the Western Balkans route and the enactment of the EU-Turkey agreement.
The financial requirements to implement the plan have been adjusted to reflect the change in circumstances. They currently stand at almost $670 million for 2016, of which contributions of $328.8 million have been received.
Spindler says that more than 57,000 refugees and migrants currently are spread across Greece. As a consequence, he says, the UNHCR and partners will focus their aid operations on the static population in Greece and on protecting people in the Western Balkans. The presumptive Democratic candidate for president, Hillary Clinton, met with left-leaning Senator Elizabeth Warren Friday at Clinton's Washington home. The talks came one day after the Massachusetts senator endorsed Clinton. She was the last Democratic female senator to do so, but Warren said she is ready to help the former Secretary of State defeat presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump.
I'm ready. I am ready to get in this fight and work my heart out for Hillary Clinton to become the next president of the United States and to make sure that Donald Trump never gets any place close to the White House.
Warren came to prominence as an advocate of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau established after the 2008 financial crisis to protect small investors in the financial sector. And European Union nations have approved tighter gun controls in the wake of last year's deadly Islamist attacks in Paris and Brussels. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.